News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk Powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And by the way, even though this is the News Talk Powerhouse, I mean, you basically are covering most of North Alabama and South Tennessee with this one station. You may find yourself driving or going on a trip or whatever else and sort of getting outside the range of our AM/FM. It, you know what? Doesn't matter. No matter where you are in the big wide world, just go to the World Wide Web and go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And when you go on there, you'll find a place that says Listen Live. Just click on Listen Live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. And so, yeah, that's why we have listeners all over the place, y'all. I'm just saying. And really, that's part of what makes it fun. I mean, we get a lot of flavor with some of the callers, with some of the you know, the emails that we get. I am fairly certain that some of my best trolls on social media are from out of state. And apparently, though, I want to thank those who do the podcast, because the stats, and Birdman will be getting me the stats again here very soon on the previous month's podcast. Over 30,000 downloads of our podcast. And for instance, California is one of our biggest podcast downloads. So thank you, California. We appreciate all y'all out there in the western edge of the frontier being a part of the Right Side Ruffian team. But all that to say, folks, there's a lot on our website. Check it all out. The Right Side store is on there. You can get coffee mugs and T-shirts and stuff like that. Of course, the Listen Live option, the things that Copper and I write that are op-eds that are you know, published statewide. And one more thing I want to point out, though. Big doings. For the next few days, I'll be talking about it. Next Thursday, at Burritt on the Mountain, which is up on Montesano in Huntsville, at Burritt on the Mountain, where the Alabama Policy Institute, which I am affiliated with, is having an event. It's basically a dinner gathering kind of thing just to celebrate conservatism, and I'm the keynote speaker for the night. Well, this is an opportunity for me to meet some of my Right Side Ruffians who I never get a chance to see because I'm sitting here in the studio behind the microphone and I hear your voice on the air or I read your emails. But this is a chance for us to shake hands and actually see each other eye to eye. And I would love for some of y'all to come. All right. So here's a special that I worked out on the rightsideradio.org website. There's a button on there. You'll see it at the very top of the page. It says something like get tickets to the Alabama Policy Institute 2022 Huntsville Dinner. When you click on that and you go to buy your tickets, use a promo code. I'm only telling people on the radio. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Anyway, but I'm just telling you, use the promo code RIGHTSIDE. You get your tickets half price. That's just for our listeners. So that's not something that we're sending out to other people. That is for Right Side folks who just listen to the show and they get a promo code RIGHTSIDE. Get your tickets. Hope to see you next Thursday. Limited seating. Tickets are going. So, yes, please jump on in there. Love to have you there that night. A lot of things happening in the news right now, not the least of which, of course, is Ukraine. And we're going to be unpacking that in more detail. But one of the things that is, to me, more localized and probably the most egregious is this gambling bill that got dropped in yesterday. Now, let me go ahead and say right up front, I can talk about that bill for an hour and never mention gambling. So if you're one of those who goes, Phil, what's the big deal, man? I just want to go to a casino. Well, then go to a casino. That's your call, all right? Phil, I just want to buy a lottery ticket. I just want to get a lottery ticket and not have to drive to Tennessee or Georgia. Okay, that's fine. You know what? This is not a lottery bill, by the way. Here's what they're doing. They're hiding a lottery bill inside of a casino bill. And they're telling you, hey, vote on it so you can have your lottery ticket. Well, what they're really doing is they're getting you to vote, hopefully, in their words, so that they can have a casino monopoly for the usual bad actors. The same people that own Country Crossing, who, by the way, went to jail a few years ago. The same people that own Victory Land, who, by the way, were on trial a few years ago. The same people that own Green Track. The same people at the Porch Creek Indians entity. I mean, they've got all of the usuals, some of whom, by the way, have been really bad actors under Alabama law. All of them are having their names actually embedded into the documentation for the law. Their locations are considered to be the monopoly locations. You can't have anything else. It will only be there. Why is that a good idea? Well, that's one of the many bad ideas in that bill. Not the least of which, too, is the fact that they can, I don't know, give as many campaign donations as they want to the local sheriff and district attorney's races. Woo! I can just see that being like Boss Hogg and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. All right, folks. More of that with State Representative Ken Johnson when he calls in here in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just a few minutes before the top of the hour, we get back from that news break. I may wind up even having a little bit more to talk about on this gambling bill. Let me tell you a few things about it. Here's some things for you to think about. Story right now on 1819news.com came out this morning talking about the fact that this piece of legislation, having just been filed, it faces an uphill battle on a couple of different fronts. And I, you know, me personally, I hope it dies in a pile. And you know, I love Greg Allbritton. He's just a great guy. He's a sponsor of the bill. But I do not understand the need, the push, the timing, none of it. But here's where they're going to face, in this article, by the way, on 1819, written by, who wrote this one? I think it was Brandon Mosley. Good article. But the article by Brandon Mosley on 1819, it gives basically a pretty good summation of where the bill sits. And here are the four fronts that they're going to have to try and deal with. Number one, they're going to be dealing with social conservatives who object to the idea that government paying for services by selling, you know, that usual fantasy of instant riches to mostly poor Alabamians whose lives are going to be wrecked by gambling addiction. So, yes, that is out there. There is a moral question regarding this. Do not mistake it. Do not poo-poo it. Do not put it aside, because even if you don't agree, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that a large number of Alabamians see it differently. That's one of the fronts they're going to face. There are social conservatives. I share this view that this is a way, in many ways, to prey upon the poor. This is not going to be like a destination facility. It's not going to be like that place where, you know, everybody takes a vacation and goes to Vegas, which, by the way, even then when you look at it, morally speaking, I mean, any city that advertises itself as what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I mean, that just tells you right there they've already got a different view of morality, even of themselves. All right, so social conservatives are going to wind up pushing back on this thing big time. Number two, fiscal conservatives. I fall in that category too. Fiscal conservatives who object to the growing the size and scope of Alabama government when both the general fund education budgets are at record revenues already. All right, so we got record budgets. We got record revenues right now. We're awash in cash. I mean, I didn't think I'd ever be able to say that. When I first took office, man, it was lean. Wow. I mean, we were having to borrow money from the state trust fund to meet existing obligations. Just to avoid having to prorate the budgets. That being said, they're awash in cash right now. They're spending money. They're just finding money under the couch cushions in Montgomery right now. They got surpluses. They literally had a bill, I talked about it yesterday, that is a $1.2 billion supplemental. It's a supplemental. That means it's on top of their budget because they've got extra cash. All right, so they're going to be facing the fact that fiscal conservatives believe now is not the time to be pushing for a controversial agenda just because you say it'll raise money for the state. Well, I get it. Raising money is there ever a bad time? Well, sometimes you have to look at it and go, it is that controversial, you cannot argue that it's needed. It's not needed right now because we are awash in cash. Number three, the whole question of free market conservatives, of which, again, I fall in this category too. Free market conservatives who have, you know, no moral qualms of gambling, but they do oppose the idea of the state picking winners and losers. This whole monopoly thing is a big, big, hairy deal. And then lastly, there's the fact that, you know, gambling facilities that were not a part of this grand deal are going to be mad. There's casinos operating quasi-legally down in Greene County that are going to be mad because they're not written into the bill. Why is he getting written in? I'm not. That's what's happening right now. They're going to wind up seeing that kind of thing become an obstacle too within the halls of the state house. So you got a forefront issue to overcome. And I'm going to see if I can get Greg Albritton on the show to talk about why he thinks now is the right time to do this. All right, Copper, I know we're headed towards a break. Let's go ahead and move us in that direction. You hang tight. We'll be right back.